Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have today to preach His precious word. I tell you, I thank God for this opportunity to come to you and preach. And I hope and pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you, and the Lord will speak to your heart, and He'll deal with your heart, and He would bring those hidden things to light, and that you may really see your condition and be convicted, repent, and be saved. If you've never been saved today, I want you to be saved. I want you to be born again. I know that's what it takes to get to heaven. That's what Jesus told a man called Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews, the man of the Sanhedrin court. He was one of the 70 elders, and God told him, Jesus told him that, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. You got to have a second birth. He said, you got to be born of a heavenly birth. He said, that which is flesh, and that which is spirit, Marvin and I say, you must be born again. He said, lest the man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So you must have the earthly birth, of course, to get you in this life, and then you got to have the second birth to get to heaven. So therefore, that's what it means by being born again. And you got to be born again. You got to be saved. And when you do, there is a change that takes place. It's not just a change of mind and a change of heart, but I tell you, it is a change of heart, but it's not just a change of mind or the way that you do things or a change of your life that you're doing, but it's a change of your heart. It's a change of your life completely when you really get saved. And I tell you, He takes out the old love of the world out of you and puts the love of the Father in you. And the Bible tells us if you have the love of the world, then you don't have the love of the Father. You're not saved. You must have, I tell you, I don't love the world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. And I don't love the things of the world, the sins of the world, the sins of the flesh, and running after those type of things. Now, I love what God made. I love His universe and how God just blessed this earth here as He made it. I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. God's handiwork is beautiful. But I'm talking about the things and the lust of the flesh in the world and the things in the world that cannot satisfy you. If you've been born again, nothing can satisfy you but Him. And I tell you, being fed from the Word of God and being taught, and I tell you, just feeling the presence of God is what you long for. And that's what we all need, what we want. And you need that too today. You know, if you're not saved, you're of this world and you're running in the world and you're trying to find something that's going to satisfy you, that something's going to make you feel complete or something that make you feel important or have a place in life, and you're searching for these types of things, and that's normal. That's the nature of the flesh is what I'm trying to say. And so you do and you go and you may partake of this and it don't really satisfy you. It may bring a little pleasure, but it don't satisfy. So you'll go to something else and you'll partake of that, and you still come up feeling the same way. And the devil will do that to you all your life until you die. If you die without Christ, you will die in sin and go to hell. And that's what the Bible tells us. You must have a born-again experience. You must be saved, and God will change your nature. He'll change everything about you, and you don't desire to run after the things no more of the world in the flesh and after sin. You hate sin when you get saved. I tell you, we are still in a housed in a human body. We that are saved, and we're still tempted every day. The devil comes to tempt us, and that's why Jesus told us to pray. Lest we enter to temptation, we're to pray at all times that we would be strong in the Lord and the power of His mind, and that we would have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And so when we let our flesh run and we let our mind run, we're easily tempted by sin, and Satan comes, and of course the flesh will rise up, and so the flesh desires the things of the flesh and the things of that sort, which is not of God, and we must put it down. Some things are okay to do, and God gives us permission to do them when they're in the right time. When it's God's time, it's God's time, and we ought to be on doing what He wants us to do. But it's nothing wrong with going on vacation if it's the Lord's will, and if it's time for us to go, things like that, or just having material things in this life, if we can afford them and God's gave us permission for them, that's okay for us to enjoy life, but not We put God first, is what I'm saying. We put God first in our lives about everything that we do and have. And when we do, then our conscience is clean. In other words, we don't run after what we want to do, when we want to do it, and we just continue to try to please our flesh. If we please God, we are pleased. I tell you, when we satisfy, when we go and please the Lord, and by faith, that's how you please God. We live by faith, not by sight, and we trust in Him. Material things do not satisfy you. They do not make you happy. I tell you, they can excite you, and it's nice to have good things, but they cannot get down to the part where your problem is inside your heart, your soul. You've been born in sin and shaven iniquity. In your mother's womb, you go forth speaking lies just not like I did. And we have a bad nature. We're born with it. And we must have a change before we get to heaven. And that's what he's talking about, being born again. You got to have this change in order to get to heaven. You cannot get it by repeating a prayer after a preacher only. You cannot get it by just going through the formality of religion and going joining a church and trying to do well, or giving your money and tithing and fasting and all these types of things. And I believe in those things, but I believe that you must really do be saved first of all before you really can before you can be justified to get to heaven. You got to be saved. But these type of things people try to do to get saved, but I do them because I am saved. Is what I'm trying to say is when I work because I am saved. I don't work to stay saved or get saved. I work because I've been saved, because I've been born again. And my works will show my faith. I have faith. I've been born of it. And therefore, when I go, my works will show my faith. It'll show where my faith is. My faith is in Jesus. My faith is in Him. He is my righteousness. He is my Lord, my Savior. He's my lifter upon my head. He's my refuge. He's my everything. He's my all in all. And I tell you, that's who I serve. He's the one I love. I don't like this flesh, and I don't like sin. Sin grieves me. I tell you, when I fall to sin, and I'm not talking about willful acts of sin, but just the thoughts of the mind, or maybe an attitude, or whatever it might be. But when I fall, I know it, and I grieve the Holy Spirit inside me. I hate sin. I don't want to sin. But if I do, I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and I can come to Him, my great high priest, Lord Jesus Christ, and I can confess my sins to God, and He will forgive me of my sins. If I confess my sins to God, He's faithful and just to cleanse me from all my sins. So I don't go and partake of sin that I might just go and say, well, it's okay, I'll get forgiveness. Not so. God's going to really lay down the chastising rod upon you if you've really been saved. He's going to whip you as His child. He's going to get your attention. But I tell you, I don't do those type of things. But when I do fall, I know I can come and I have an advocate. I have someone that's mediating my case. And I'm thankful to know that today, that I have a place to come to. And He's there. He made the way when He gave His life, when He paid the price for sin. And He gave up the ghost on Calvary. The Bible said the veil was rent in Jerusalem from top to bottom, signifying that He was went right into the host of holy, that we could also go right into. He paid the price and sat down on the real mercy seat, you see, in heaven. But in the veil there, that was represented what was in heaven. And the Bible tells us He rent the veil top to bottom to separate the first and the second tabernacle, where the only the high priest could go was in there. But now I can have access now to go right into the host of holies and fall right at the feet of Jesus at the mercy seat and repent and call on Him for mercy, for help, and for in times of trouble, times of need. And at all times I can come and talk to Him. And so He made the way that I could come and repent and be saved. And all that, I mean, once I've been saved, I can come in and enjoy the fellowship. And I'm thankful for that. The Bible said if we'll come unto Him, if we'll trust Him and seek Him and seek Him first and foremost, that He said, I, my Father, will come and make ourselves known unto you. He does. And He comforts those that are His, and He feeds His people. And I tell you, He gives them what they need. I tell you, He feeds the poor. He takes care of the sick. God just blesses us, and He's a just and righteous God. And even those who are not saved, God's merciful to you, and He's been merciful to you. That's why you're still here. That's why you hadn't lost your life. But I tell you, people are praying for you. I tell you, that's God. God's mercy, I tell you, is everlasting, everlasting. But the Bible tells us that God's Spirit would always strive with a man either. So if God's been dealing with you, and you need to come to Him. You don't need to push God off, and you don't need to run into your ways and sins. You need to come to Him as He deals with you. The Bible says, seek you the Lord while He may be found, and you call on Him while He's near, when He's dealing with your heart, when He's breaking your heart, when you see your condition, and you just when you come, and that's when you repent of your sins. If you don't, then you continue to run your way. And after a while, the Bible says you'll cut yourself off. The God's Spirit always won't strive with a man. God had Noah in the days of old when He told Noah to build an ark for the saving of his soul and for his house, and that God was going to bring a flood upon the earth that never rained before. And so the water, the mist came up out of the bottom of the earth to feed the earth, to give the water for everything to grow. And I tell you, God told Noah, I'm going to destroy this world because of sin. It repented God that He even made man, because how man fell to sin and how man began to live and forget God. But God told Noah, He said, I want you to build an ark. And he did. And Noah preached 120 years that God was going to destroy this world by flood. But they didn't listen to him. I tell you, just a very few listened. And there's a very few that believed by faith and got in and started getting their hands dirty and started building and started doing and building for the cause. They had a goal. They knew God was coming. That was faith. They knew that God's word was true. And they believed God. Noah believed God. He found grace in the eyes of God. And so he built an ark there. But they mocked him and they scoffed at him and they made fun of him. But 120 years, God's Spirit strove with a man. He was merciful, long-suffering. But come time after that, God said, Noah, get in. This time, get into the ark. And God opened the door. They went in. Noah and his three sons and their wives and his wife. And they got into the ark and God shut the door. And when God shuts the door, it's over. And I tell you, that's what happens to you folks when God gives you opportunity after opportunity to come and to seek God's face and to, He deals with you, He deals with you. But don't come a time when you cut yourself off because you have rejected God and rejected Him. Don't reject Him, my friend, today. Accept Him today. Receive Him into your heart. Just lay aside and give up for this old world of sin and the flesh and the pleasure that's in it. It don't satisfy you anyway. It's nothing, but Jesus has everything. He has the best for you. Only life to live is the life of a Christian, and you must come and receive Him. But see, that Bible said it came that time and God shut the door and the rain began to come, the clouds began to come, and no doubt they started knocking. They began to cry out, Noah, and no doubt the maybe some of the friends of his sons begin to cry out their names. Open up. Let us in. And we believe thee now. But it was too late. Every person that's died in sin went to hell is a believer now. But it's too late. But see, folks, I don't want you to come up late. Come up short. I want you to know Jesus. I want you to get to heaven. And that's why I come. And that's why I preach. Because I'm concerned for souls. And I'm concerned for you. I know the way Satan works. I know how he blinds the people. The Bible tells me the God of this world had blinded the minds unless the good news of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. The devil's blinded this world and he's got you. He's got you in his hands if you've never been saved. You belong to him. See, God made you. God created mankind, but he did not purpose for man to go to hell. It was for the devil and his angels. That's why he created hell. But see, you'll go to hell if you reject the Son of God. God sent His Son that you may accept Him, that you get to heaven. If you reject what God sent, then you will not get to heaven. But I love you today. My time's coming and going. Just get somewhere by yourself. Get down where you can pray and ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner, forgive you of all your sins and all you ever done, and that you'll live for Him. If you really mean it, you're really sincere, He saved you. And God bless you. My time's coming and going. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.